Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We got to find a way to get in the end zone. And we got to find a way to stop the bleeding when you start bleeding. And I think I can do a better job with that, helping out and leading these guys.
That is Caleb Williams talking postgame after the Bears lost to the Ravens. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We said we were going to take your calls, so we do it now. Let's start with Kevin in Mundelein. Kevin, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Hello, guys. Really love the show. You guys are really the voice of the fan, and appreciate listening to you every day.
Well, thank you.
Point I wanted to make is, with all the resources given to support Caleb between rebuilding the offensive line, all these receivers, tight ends, I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering, shouldn't they consider possibly starting Bajent? I mean, this has been a disaster. The terrible decisions, mental mistakes, it's been brutal.
Thanks, man. I would disagree that it's been a disaster. It's been wholly up and down. It's been disappointing relative to a first-round pick and all that we expect out of Caleb Williams. I get that, but I'll say it again. Tyson Bajent's not a better option to Caleb Williams. Just not.
No.
And it's not an indictment on Tyson Bajent either.
Tyson Bajent
has done really good things. Like, it's great that he's gotten to the point in his career where he got paid to some degree, Tyson Bajent, and he's the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Not a better option than Caleb Williams.
If you told somebody that they could be an undrafted free agent from Shepherd in is that D3?
It's D3. Yeah.
D3. So D3 undrafted to making a double digit $1 million salary in the NFL, because he's at 10, right? That's a pretty big deal to me.
He's doing great.
That is an incredible accomplishment.
He's doing great.
I'm not trying to infantilize him. I'm not trying to romanticize the situation. But this is not, we're talking about the first overall pick here. A Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. Like, this is a different discussion.
He's had a bad couple of games. There's no doubt.
It's Division II. I thought about it for a second. I was like, he's in the PSAC, so it's Division II.
Oh, Division II. Thank you.
What did you say? The what?
The PSAC, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. I covered many a team in the PSAC.
I heard what you heard, Grody.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like that, doesn't it?
It warranted an explanation.
You know what?
It's where you store it, you know?
The solution is within your quarterback The solution about himself is within himself.
The one thing I'll say about this particular player, Tyson Bajent, he has physical limitations, which we have seen. I know people don't really remember. He's got physical limitations, which separates Caleb Williams' potential from his potential.
We talk about Caleb Williams' arm strength. We would not be doing that if Tyson Bajent were the regular starter for this team. So that's going to be a no. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on with the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
What up?
Just want to say,
thanks for, you know, what you guys do. Being in New York, I kind of live, you know, and die with 670 The Score. So,
thank you.
Just kind of want to, no problem. I just want to kind of go back to, so I was down at the Commanders game a couple weeks ago, and I was driving home after the game, and I called on the overnight show. Talk about, you know, the team, what you see on the field, and the energy that they brought to that Monday night game, warm-ups, everything. You know, that team looked hungry. They were hyped. They were, like, through every snap. Going down yesterday, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I was like, you know, excited. You know, like, we're going to go five in a row here. And it was a different vibe watching them. Even, like, at the coin flip, DJ Moore's already walking away from everything. Like, and I love DJ. I think he's a great competitor and athlete. But I just, like, yesterday's vibe, watching them, I knew it right away. I said, today's not going to happen. Like, it's just not going to happen. The energy wasn't there. And, I mean, look, obviously penalties came into play. You know, watching that, you know, in real time with the refs and stuff. Yeah, there was some ticky-tack stuff or whatever. But, you know, if you depended on the refs to help you win a game, then you don't deserve to win anyway.
Oh, Chris, thanks for your call. It makes me wonder how coaches would have talked about the week of practice. Like, for real, not to a sideline reporter. We had a great week of practice. But it does make me wonder about that at times like this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did you get any sense when you were out there that they were having a good or bad?
Neither way.
Okay.
This week, this was not a what's going on in practice week.
You win four games in a row, you get the benefit of the doubt, right?
It's true. Yeah. I mean, so some formula has, and they've made some strong, I mean, like prior
the
to
Bears
this week.
The Bears pinball machines should still be there.
It should be there. I mean, like, yeah. For real, like the last two games prior to this, what were we raving about? We're raving about how good the Bears' run defense has been and how much better running the football has been. But we're a little like, okay, well, where's the quarterback? And if the quarterback can do his part, the Bears will have something special. Remember, that was what we talked about last week?
It's dead on. Yeah. It's dead on, especially without the takeaways. You need a better quarterback play without the takeaways.
You need everything better if you're not going to take away the ball at an unprecedented clip. Let's go to JoJo in Des Plaines. JoJo, you were on with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Yo.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Great.
We're good.
The best.
Just on the quarterback play. I know we're hitched with Caleb for a while, and we got a grin and bear it, but I haven't heard anybody mention the fact that, you know, from the time you're 10 years old, being the best one on the field, you got to keep your head in the game, too. And it was late second quarter, and he makes a great decision to take off and run and rips off 20-plus yards and then doesn't have the wherewithal to get out of bounds and save a timeout so he can maybe go in and score a touchdown. What's your thoughts?
No, I think that's part of it. I think when you're watching him and understanding he can do special things, but I need you to do the fundamentally sound and basic decisions at a much, much more consistent rate than what we have seen throughout the course of this season. And you can go back to last year and some of those things as well, because he was getting, you know, treated like a body bag, you know, for most of the year as he led the league in sacks taken. I just think I'm willing to give Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams this season to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about whether or not you actually have the personnel to run this stuff, to be frank. And I don't just mean the line. And you got to spend a lot of money on that line because you don't have to spend a lot of money on your quarterback. And that's not always going to be the case, hopefully. I don't know. It's a dangerous game. And then, you know, Ozzie Trapillo is now on this team. Think about how long you've committed to him. Think about how long you should have been committed to your left tackle and Braxton Jones. Like, some of these guys have to make the team in order for this to be reasonable. Like, you've got to have your personnel come through. And
are you worried about their, when you say the personnel? So are you talking about the offensive line? Or are you talking about?
I wonder about the whole unit. Like, I wonder about the talent evaluation.
Specifically, though? Like, because the Bears can't run their offense?
Well, like, number one, you know, I worry about the tackle positions. Like, your left tackle is crucial in all of this. So you can't seem to find a left tackle that is on par with what you want to do. There's a reason those guys are paid so much money and they never become free agents.
Absolutely. He is definitely on the spot, right?
Let's talk about the tight end situation. You know, are the tight ends, Cole Kmet and Colson Loveland, good enough to be open enough for your quarterback to read them well enough?
Fair question.
Is your wide receiver core good enough? You know, that's the other part of this too.
I'd like to think that Roma Dunze and DJ Moore are.
I would like to as well.
The tight end thing is a real concern. Like, at this point.
Because of what you haven't seen yet.
DeAndre Swift is who he is. We know that. But the room isn't good enough. The running back room. That's what I talk about when I say some of this stuff just isn't up to snuff.
Right. And Luther Burden is definitely a work in progress. And we know he got injured. We'll hopefully get an update from Ben
Johnson.
But,
it's a bad sign when you don't know what to do with your 64th overall pick. Who was supposed to be your left tackle, but you already decided to move him from right?
Yeah.
You talk about these things, and you know what face just keeps popping up in my head? That of the general manager.
That's what concerns me, is at some point there's a dissonance here.
We'll find out how much dissonance there is by the end of the season. I promise you.
I don't necessarily know.
I think we will, because we're going to have a bigger sample size, and we'll have we're not going to be the same team at the beginning that we are at the end. Well, at the end, we're going to know what they are.
Ruben Hippolyte was inactive yesterday, and you spent a fourth round pick on him. You know, like, these are things that make me wonder. Coming up next, let's wonder together with Mark's partner on the Take the North podcast.
TTN.
I think Dan Weider can at least pick up where we leave off on this. So let's talk to him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.